$9 billion more for schools, raises for state workers, and two-year Texas budget approved by House panel, read the Dallas Morning News headline over a story by Robert Garrett. It seems that new legislative class after new legislative class has a primary objective to prove the axiom that the more things change, the more they stay the same. Once again, it's playing out that throughout Texas history, both political parties' idea of reforming, fixing, or simplifying school finances to hand over to school districts a bunch more of our money in a flush budget year to buy nothing but a small amount of temporary peace. This move never fixes school finance, and it does nothing to seriously simplify what's a convoluted system that last legislative session was constantly called out by legislators as needing simplification and transparency. This session, there's almost no talk of simplification and transparency. Even the talking points list put out by House Bill 3's backers contains only one mention of simplification, and that related to busing. This all begs the question, were any of them serious 2 years ago about the need for major simplification and transparency of the school funding formulas? If so, what happened to that commitment? My guess is that, as always, going back many decades, it's just easier to, again, move things around to a point where enough districts get enough new money that the problem goes away for a few years. Instead of the hard work of simplification and transparency, they've opted for the easy work of handing other people's money to a political squeaky wheel. I'm Robert Pratt. Join me here for Pratt on Texas weekdays at 5 p.m.